And thank you for coming in. Wasn't that a lovely session from Josie and Jimbo? Wasn't it lovely? I should mention before they pick the chocolate cake out of their teeth, we had a lovely text in from Barnaby Clark, saying, sounds good. Well, you see, Barnaby, thank you for listening. Keep in touch. Jimbo and Josie, together. Hello. You are Milton Hyde.
Mm-hmm. We are.
Together you make gorgeous music.
Well,
no, fact. Fact. It's your writing, sir. I'm reading this. What's
oh, yeah. Sorry. It's true, though. It must be true.
Did I mispronounce something again? What did I say? Have I said it too early? Gone too soon again. You're so more than welcome. And you got a brand new, I was going to say EP, but it's a track, isn't it?
We've got a single coming out.
You've got a single coming out. So you see, you've gone single.
Now. Yeah.
There's none of this EP nonsense.
No.
Straight
to
single.
Cut to the chase.
Unintentional single.
Well, but some of the best are. Some. and pray tell, how can it be unintentional?
Unintentional, but well-intentioned.
Yes.
Right.
If that's not a contradiction. Well, is that we were playing a festival,
uh-huh.
And we played a new song that we'd written, and lovely Nice Time John from Dandelion Charm.
Nice Time John
said, I really like that. I really like to record that.
Ooh.
And I've got it in my head. I know exactly what I'm going to do with it.
Okay.
And so we said, knock yourself out, Nice Time.
Oh,
and
so he took it.
So John did it, and essentially did the Dandelion Charm thing on it, and made it this sort of big production number.
Yeah,
and yeah, we're really thrilled
awesome.
With it.
It does sound really, yeah. Really pleased.
When
about
you
it.
When you say he did the Dandelion Charm thing, did he add 10 minutes to it as well?
No, he didn't do that. No, he didn't do that.
Okay,
just added. We've become a choir.
Yeah. There's a we've got a cast of thousands on there. Yeah, Welsh male voice choir.
So he's
produced it for you.
Yes.
Oh, I thought you meant he took it as for a song of their own.
No.
Gotcha.
No, he produced it.
Oh, how fab! Fantastic.
Yeah, which was great.
Good
fun.
On him. We love that man.
Yes.
So it was great fun going into his studio and doing the recording there.
I bet.
Brilliant fun.
He shut you in a cupboard, didn't he?
Yes.
Well, yeah. Well, we did the recording.
Yeah, but less of that later, I think. That's probably not for now, really. I was going to say it's for later. I don't think it is.
But at the same time, Alex, our friend,
yeah.
Said he would really like to video it, or create
is
create
that
a film.
Alex
of
Thomas
it.
Of Being
that
fame?
Is, yes.
It is.
You mix in high circles, you
I
two.
Know,
don't you
yeah.
just? Good heavens.
And so, yes, we also have a video of the single coming out on the 10th of October as
now,
well.
When you say coming out on the 10th of October, does that mean we're not allowed to talk about it, mention it, or click on it?
No, it means we can talk about
good.
It.
We can
and
talk
mention
about it, but
and
you can't watch it until then.
Okay.
Yeah. It won't be available for sale until
Yeah, you can listen to it. Yeah.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah, but you can't watch
that's the
film.
Fine. You yes. can look, but you better not touch.
Yeah.
Good. Fair enough.
Exactly.
No, I like that. That is good. Well, that's all fair. Now, what's is it just coincidental that you're bringing out one single? Is it you doing it? You know, tell me anything I need to know about it. Because it's called Say It All The Time.
Okay, yeah. So what it was, I wrote it a few weeks ago, and it was based... this sounds really ultra pretentious, but it was based on a short film that I made for a competition, and it was about being in a really bleak mood, going up on South Downs and just being wrong. And because John had offered very kindly to record us and produce it for nothing, and Alex had also volunteered to do the same because they both liked the track, we thought it would be churlish to do anything other with it than sort of do it as a, you know, try and do some sort of something good with it. And so we decided to do it as a sort of a charity awareness thing.
That's very good of you two. That's
well,
a gorgeous
it's the right
thing.
Thing to do.
Well, it is the right thing, but some people don't always do the right thing.
Well, I guess not.
You know, they might think of the right thing and then go, nah.
We were brung up well.
Yeah.
You were brung up well. So it's a charity single in
yes.
aid or in benefit for?
It's in aid of Calm.
Calm?
The campaign against living miserably.
Well, yes, it's for male suicide.
It's raising awareness of male suicide, and they have a helpline as well for anybody affected by male suicide too.
Yes,
so family members.
Yeah,
so all connected.
I mean, yes. it's a massive, it's an epidemic. Basically,
yes, it is,
yeah,
and I,
not,
and
not to put too fine a point on it.
And obviously, you know, not to point out the bleeding obvious, it's not just a male problem, obviously.
No,
you
no.
know, I know many people, or know of people under 20 females as well as males,
yeah.
who have well been there basically, yep. And it's just crazy. It's such a just a tragic place to be. But that is where we're at, and that's why there's some phenomenal people like Calm doing the work they do, and also like you guys are raising awareness. I mean, it's brilliant, really brilliant.
Yeah, we're really happy to be able to do something positive at least.
How can we do all the right things and get hold of Say It All the Time and therefore help the charity Calm?
Okay, so look out from the 10th of October. It'll be available for sale on miltonhyde.com.
Okay.
And also on, hopefully we'll get it on Calm's website as well, which is thecalmzone.net. That's the place to find out details about them. Okay. We've got official approval from them, so we can dish
brilliant.
Out all this stuff.
Brilliant.
So they're really on board with it.
Oh,
so
all power to you, people.
So that's the place to look. And look out, follow us on Facebook is the best place.
Good.
And then we'll keep
going. So that is Milton Hyde, H-I-D-E, in case you're putting in a Y there for some reason. I don't know. You might be a loon. Who knows? Would you like to play that track, or do you want to save that to... What have you got planned? I'd love for you to play something live. It looks like you're virtually ready.
Should we do something live?
We'll do something live.
Did you say
you've
forgotten your capo?
Yes. I do.
What does that mean? Does that mean we have to do anything?
No, it just means we'll...
The top finger gets a little bit creative.
Tracks that... What, singles?
Yeah.
Songs we can do without the capo.
Yeah.
In case you missed the intro, we've got Josie and Jimbo from Milton Hyde with us. If you go to the Pete Jones Show Facebook page, there is a natural link to their page, and we will put a little picture of the two of them, I don't know, in full flight or something equally daft, so you get to butchers what they look like too. What are you going to play, my gorgeous people?
This one is a song about our over-reliance on social media.
don't you open that one up. My goodness me, that sounds phenomenal. Does it have a name?
It's called Forgetting to Live.
There you go.
All right. We're trapped by our devices, they're everywhere we look. Passengers on trains and planes use them instead of books. We're lost without our Wi-Fi. What's the password, please? If the internet goes down, and are we on our knees? Are we all forgetting to live? We like and share, but what do we give? Every moment is a photograph. Oh, are we all forgetting to live? Scrolling down through Facebook, have I missed any news? Should I like and love that post? Just share, no one will see my views. Checking on my timeline, updates on group and page. What if no one's commented? Am I sad or in a rage? Are we all forgetting to live? We like and share, but what do we give? Every moment is a photograph. Are we all forgetting to live? Instagram is calling whilst you are my feed. Must attain more followers, good marketing or greed. Photographs by strangers with hashtags galore and comments with emojis that you just can't ignore. And we are forgetting to live. We like and share, but what do we give? Every moment is a photograph. And we are forgetting to live. Now you're checking Twitter, is hashtag something hour? The more your tweets we're tweeting, the more your Twitter power. Now your LinkedIn profile better recommend all those folks you've never met, or the world will surely end. How did this virus start? Our screaming need for a little heart. Our necks are bent, eyes on the screen, while our real life goes by unseen. So, ditch that song. social media, even for just one day. Open your eyes and look around, simply enjoy the day. Don't upload that photo, no one really cares. Help your brain make memories, there is no need to share. And we are forgetting to live. We like and share, but what do we give? Every moment is a photograph. And we are forgetting to live. La la la, la 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 la, la 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 la, la 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 la, la la la.
Which spells what?
Better not say.
No, fair enough. What a song. I was listening, but I got distracted. I had to just quickly check my profile. Well, I did, actually, because were you saying anything deep and meaningful? Because if so, I apologise. But LinkedIn sometimes is quite important, you know.
Oh, yes.
What?
Yeah.
Sorry.
Oh, yeah. Well,
yeah, no,
yeah,
carry
yeah.
on. I'm sure it's lovely.
Yeah.
I'll listen back to the repeat anyway. I'm sure I didn't miss much. That's the thing about life, isn't it? We're sort of all just, oh, I'll catch it later. I'm busy.
Well, I wrote the lyrics to that and
yes.
got Jim to write the music when I was on the train, and
yes.
everybody on the train was on their phone and on their iPad.
But
and
here's the thing, Josie.
Yeah.
15 or 20 years ago, if everyone's nose was inside the Evening Standard or yeah. the Metro or a book, would it have struck you in the same way? Would it have been would it have annoyed you so much?
There was a fantastic sunset going by and nobody was looking at the sunset, whereas if you'd been looking at your newspaper, maybe you would have peeped over
Why?
The top of your newspaper.
Why would you?
I think you get less absorbed.
I don't.
You
I see.
Get totally absorbed.
This is the argument I have with myself about
yeah.
this. This is why I'm saying it to you.
Well, that's what the song is about. The song is about an argument with yourself, isn't it? In
yeah.
a sense, because we all do it.
Yeah,
but
absolutely.
But since Tube has begun, we've missed stops due to being engrossed in a book or
yeah.
or the newspaper or you know, a Sudoku or a crossword or something. I don't know. There's something that really bugs me about seeing everyone looking at a screen.
Yeah.
That possibly, and I felt the same with yeah. Kindles actually. And I was never a lover of a Kindle.
Your mum likes Kindles, doesn't she?
My mum uses a Kindle as a bookmark.
if you're listening, Mrs. Jimbo, it's no offence. It's no offence to yourself. I'm sure you're very, very lovely. You use a Kindle as a bookmark. That's intriguing. My joke always. Is to go up behind people who are reading from a Kindle and go, oh, you've been on that page for days, you know. It's like, but it never goes down well, never. And then I think, well, you what? What are you talking about? But I love the tactility, that's not a word, but I don't care, of a book, you know, the
yes.
tactileness, which is not as yeah. nice.
And
a
being and able you to can fold down the corner of that page.
Yes, I like all that.
And you can share it as well. You can read it and then pass it on to someone.
Now, wait a minute, but you can share whatever you want on Share. I know, links after links. So, but where are you? Because you know all this, but are you as addicted as the rest of us to these things, or are you just so brilliant that you're not?
I am.
Either of you. You are
yeah.
addicted.
Yeah,
oh, yeah.
Am, yeah.
So you recognise that addiction.
Yeah.
And has the graph gone phenomenally up in the last 5 years of hours of use?
No, I think I've plateaued.
Oh, hello.
I think I've plateaued.
Well, I'm very pleased to hear it.
Yeah.
That's good. Well,
yes.
I don't know.
I think it's just wise to be aware of it and aware of what you're doing.
Yeah.
Yes. Now, they are trying to bring in, I know they've done it in a variety of countries, Facebook. They brought in about 3 or 4 countries. They've done, I think New Zealand is one of them. And they've basically saying from now on, we're going to hide from the public how many likes and licks and hearts and squiggles you get.
I see that. I think that could be a good idea.
So that would be... That's an interesting step,
yeah.
isn't it? Because it's basically acknowledging the fact that we are
yeah.
adrenaline junkies
yeah.
and waiting
yeah.
for that,
yeah.
you know, a dopamine or whatever the word's called.
Yeah.
Another.
I think it's a question of just trying to recognise that many of us have got this sort of innate narcissism, haven't we? That
yeah.
you know.
Well, yours might be innate. Mine's loud and proud, sir.
You want somebody to comment on your page, don't you?
You keep yours innate as much as you like, sir. But you're not fooling anybody. Mine
True.
Couldn't be screaming, Lord. Yes.
Yeah. If nobody's commented
of
on
course.
What you said, then it's just terrible.
It's an absolute disgrace, and that
yeah.
means you too, people. So go to my Facebook page
yeah.
and for
right.
crying out loud, comment
right
or
on,
like.
Yeah.
I mean, what's the matter with you? You know, I'm in a sort of a depressed state now. It's been at least 3 minutes and only two people have commented so far. Not good. Where's the way forward? Because I was looking at there was a grandmother walking her 3-year-old grandson probably this morning, and I was thinking that kid, you know, is enjoying this little moment. There's no phones, there's no nothing, you know, is the answer, because we all got to live in the real world, haven't we? I don't know if you guys have got kids. I've got a kid. I'm trying to bring him up in some way. And I think give them the taste of the other and of what we had. There's no point. I mean, it's a bit like our parents saying you must be playing with lead soldiers and drums and, you know, when obviously they weren't available and they weren't the thing when we were kids. So you've got to keep their feet somewhere in the future and part and present, but give them those experiences. Is that somewhere?
Definitely.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, for sure.
Family time and outdoors time. It's important.
Just about trying to do as much as you can together, isn't it? As much as anything.
Well, I think it's not a certainty that we're going down a one-way street anyway. It could be that we are the only generation that is going to suffer from
this. Well, that's right. I mean, I think the younger generation actually gives us a lot of cause for hope, doesn't it? You know, with activism and so on and so forth, and their interest in the wider world. I think it's... and that, of course, that has been released by the very thing that we're... talking about, hasn't it? You know, social media, of course, that's what's empowered a lot of all, you know, sort of Extinction Rebellion and the sort of the positive messages that are coming from the younger generation.
Well, I remember Obama being the first president that was brought in on a wave of social media, if you like. It was the grassroots up, wasn't it? And they activated all of that, and they engaged an entire sort of slice of life that had never voted
cuts
before.
Both ways, though, doesn't it? Because that's how we've ended up
with the tweeting with Trump. Exactly. I know, Trumping tweet. I know. But I've just had a message in from Andy, and he makes a very valid point. This is Andy Melrose. He says, Pete, I did try and send this message by paper aeroplane. Did it arrive? Did it arrive? Yes, I know, Andy. Yeah. He says, great to hear Milton Hyde on the wireless. he says, no live streaming for me, sir. Thank you, Andy, for being just so brilliant and so honest, and actually, dare I say it, gorgeous. So thank you for that. Yes, point taken. You can all go off your phones, but not now, not yet. Yes. Not while we're on air. So what else, my lovely people, would you like? We've got Josie and Jim here from Milton Hyde. Is there any chance we can see you live in the next few weeks?
Oh, you know what?
No,
I don't. We always do this.
What do you do? He's rummaging now.
Oh, no. Where's he gone? We're in Rye, aren't we, next weekend?
Well, don't ask me. I'm asking you, you crazy goose.
Sunday afternoon, we're at the Wipers.
Wipers Castle Inn.
Wipers Castle in Rye.
Not spelled Ypres. But
yes.
It is. Okay, good. Yeah. So the Wipers Ypres Castle in Rye.
Yes.
Beautiful place.
So it's a really lovely pub as well.
5 o'clock?
I'm going to say something very radical now, Brighton people. If you have never been to Rye, and don't start singing a song, because there is one, please, it is so stunningly beautiful. You will thank us forever. This could be your Sunday treat. Get there a bit early. Go for a pub walk, pub lunch. Do you walk around the pub? A pub lunch and then a walk or whatever. Do something. And then find Ypres or Wipers. Is it a castle?
It's a pub.
There you go.
Yeah.
And you will be blown away by the gorgeousness that are Milton Hyde.
And there are cannons outside, aren't there?
Cannons outside. You can't. Yeah. I mean, well, come on. Stop it.
No, it's gorgeous.
What's the plan for this? Is it just you? Is it free?
It's just us. It's free.
Two of my favourites so far. So good.
Beer's great. Food is amazing.
Good heavens.
It's good stuff all around.
Okay, stop the clocks. We gotta go. It's ridiculous. So what's your plan? Is it a long session? Are you just going to be fueled by booze?
Yeah, probably. Good. But it's two. we'll be going from, I think, about 4 through to about sort of 6 something, you know, doing two sets.
Was it 4? Okay.
I don't know, something like that.
4 or 5.
Be on the website.
Yeah, look at our website.
That's the best
or
thing.
Or our Facebook page. Or Twitter.
So you're anti-social media, but if you don't find them somewhere...
No, yeah, hash crap.
Hashtag. Excuse me, have you seen the list out there?
That word's not on there.
No, not the way you say it, but I'm sure some of them. They are referring, of course, there's a list, there's a code of conduct, my friends. Words you cannot say on air. I'm going to say one of them and then run a mile. And that word is ginger. Don't ask. Anyway, would you like to play live before we get thrown out?
Okay, yes.
Should we do temperatures rising?
Yes, let's do that.
Temperatures rising.
Activism and politics and stuff.
Just had a text in from Sam saying, I remember going to Rye. You see? There
whatever.
There you go. Just saying, I remember going to Rye. Good.
Well, that's good.
That's
good that you've remembered going somewhere, Sam.
Memories in, in all of us, I tell you. We got just another message in before. I mean, you can do what you like. I'm just going to read messages. Off out now to teach guitar, it says here. Thank you for playing our track on air. Would love to play and Tickwee Lane News live. Well, there you go. With a few other new hits, if possible, in the near future. Kieran, of course you can, my friend. Thank you so much. That is Kieran Dacey, who we played earlier. Right, crazy people, play away.
Right, well, I left my cajon at home, so I'm...
That's a cajon to you.
Yeah, I'm hitting a clarinet box instead.
She is very hard.
1, 2, 1, 2, 3, and... Malcontent people, families estranged, made the wrong choices. Cry out for change. Cry out for change. Drinking the fiction, believing the lies, spoon fed by media. Logic defied. And the crowds take to the streets, banners unfurled. Rejecting injustice all over the world. Burning our bridges, rebuilding walls. Temperatures rising, democracy falls. Burning our bridges, rebuilding walls. Temperatures rising, democracy falls. The crowds issue forth, make us great again. Someone's at fault, someone's to blame. Someone's to blame. Sweep out the debris, get rid of the meek. Those who ain't like us, those who are weak. God help the weak. And it's a short step from pure blood and Aryan race. Fascism's rearing its hideous face. Burning our bridges, rebuilding walls. Temperatures rising, democracy falls. Burning our bridges, rebuilding walls. Temperatures rising, democracy falls. And it's a short step from pure blood and Aryan race. Fascism's rearing its hideous face. Hold on to your brother, your neighbor, your friend. Run to your walls. Ride the storm to the end. Ride to the end. And the crowds take to the streets. Banners unfurled, rejecting injustice all over the world. Burning our bridges, rebuilding walls. Temperatures rising, democracy falls. Burning our bridges, rebuilding walls. Temperatures rising, democracy falls. Burning our bridges, rebuilding walls. Temperatures rising, democracy falls.
Come on. That is ridiculously good. I love that. That is so good. You've got Milton Hyde, who not only forgot a chochon, they forgot a capo, but they didn't forget the chocolate cake. No, you see, that's called priorities, folks. If you're going to come and do a session, you can forget all the musician, all the bits you like, but don't forget the cake. That'd be ridiculous. Excuse me. What's that cake? But they've both just gone Looney Tunes. They come in, first of all, and say, Pete, we bought you some cake. I've never seen two people eat so much cake that they bought someone else. Unbelievable, but it is chocolate, and that is the way to go. Is that track on your EP that I'm holding in my hands?
No.
No, that's going to be on the next one.
But I've heard that, and I've played that track. So what was
it? Oh, I know why.
Yeah, why? Oh, I know why.
You know why as well.
I do, of course. It was one track that I was sent from Alex.
From Alex, yeah.
That's right. So I've got a
milk session.
Beautiful oat milk session version of that with you two playing it somewhere stunningly beautiful.
It's Lewis, isn't it? It's
Lewis.
Southover.
Get in the car.
Southover Grange.
Mm. I've got it here. And I thought, oh, I know this one. But then, of course, I thought, how do I know it? Mm. It's a lovely little version. It works really, really well on the oat milk session.
Yeah, it was such fun to do that, wasn't it?
Yeah, that was good.
I said to Alex when he came in and chatted about it, I said, oh, well, thinking it was a certain, and I'll see your expressions any minute now. I said, well, in the vein of Michelle Shocked.
Oh, okay. Yeah, yeah,
Do you know what I mean when
yeah,
I say that?
Yeah, I do, yeah.
Because that's how I found out about Michelle Shock, was because they did that album called The Campfire Sessions.
Right.
And it was a beautiful thing. Michelle Shock, who was a late 80s phenomena, really.
She's Canadian, isn't she?
She another Canadian was. If she wasn't, she should have been. Yeah. and this English guy, funnily enough, was sitting around a campfire in a little festival in Canada with his little, back then, a little tape recorder, and he recorded her whole little session singing around a campfire.
Yeah. Ah, okay.
And she sang about 10 or 12 songs. It's a very short album because they're quite short.
Yeah.
Each track. And he came back and listened to all this stuff and thought, my God, that's great. I got her. And he put it out literally raw and ready, exactly like Alex's tracks.
With all the background noise.
You've got the fire, you've got the crickets, you've got cars going past, you've got her singing slightly louder at times to sing over the sound of the road.
Yeah.
It's absolutely beautiful. And folks, if you do not know the album I'm talking about, please go to Michelle Shocked. Check out her first album. It's called something like Campfire Sessions, and it's beautiful. Absolutely stunning. And it's just like what Alex has been doing and recreating these sessions that he's doing with just local artists like yourselves.
That's right, because you've got the sort of, it is the background noises that make them, you know, that in the one, certainly in the one that we've done, there you've got kids playing in the background and there's a bit of bird song. It's just great.
Yeah, there's one we do where it's talking about the bells rang and the birds sang, and suddenly there's this little blackbird starts singing right above our heads.
Yeah, it's amazing. Right on cue. Yeah.
Just beautiful.
Yeah.
He did say the only time it doesn't quite work is if the wind's up and it blows his mic like crazy.
But you can see them on YouTube, can't you?
But there you go. So is it under his own name, Alex Thomas?
I think you look for Oat Milk Sessions.
Oat Milk Sessions.
People, go and check them out. So what else is accruing? We've got this new single, Say It All The Time, released on the 10th of October. Go to the Milton Hyde website. Yeah. We've got this gig over at Ypres Castle, Wipers Castle pub in Rye on, I'm going to say, the 6th of October, which is probably this Sunday. What else is in the old Milton Hyde?
Well, we've been trying to work on an album.
Yes.
Yeah, we took a week off
and
actually did a whole week off. Yeah, we actually did a whole week of recording.
I was going to say, a week off you two is more work than you can imagine.
And we're probably about a quarter of the way there, aren't we? Maybe.
Yeah.
Yeah, we've narrowed it down to 14 tracks.
Yes. You need to narrow it down some more.
Yeah.
You so do. So what's the plan? Are you going to get into a studio? So that week is more than just working on it, but you're going to get somewhere with those tracks?
I think we need to probably get into a studio and get someone to give us a bit of a kick.
You did say, I did hear you say, I'm sure I heard you say, that Dandelion Charm Studio was rather gorgeous.
Yes.
Yeah, it's great.
Would you get in there?
Hmm?
Would you do it in there?
Yes, we would, if we could afford John.
John, if you're listening, you know, there's chocolate cake.
It's so lovely.
There's chocolate cake.
In fact, we've had some success for the last couple of Sundays.
Yes.
I've been giving away my paintings because I paint.
Honey, and, seriously?
Yeah, been doing a great art giveaway, and people are welcome to put donations in the pot. And we've got lots of money in the pot, and that's going to go towards the album.
Oh, well, that's fantastic.
Once we've paid off the vet bill and Jim's dentist bill.
Yeah. Don't get those two mixed up, by the way. He'll end up on all fours with a... And as for the pet, goodness knows what will happen if he gets in the dentist chair. What would you like to play for us live?
Why don't we do... I've got an idea.
Yeah, go on, what is it?
What?
No, speak out loud. What is it? I love it when he has an idea.
Okay, yeah.
You can almost hear the idea forming.
Yeah, this is whirring.
He's got one of those faces.
Yeah, this is all right.
Could you make sure it's in the right key? Because we have very discerning listeners.
Oh, this is one I wrote for my mum.
Oh, hello. She's back on again.
Yeah.
If you're listening and you are Jimbo's mum, do text us 07909 547336. You've had far too many mentions without a text back. So we want to just know if you're out there and if you're well. We're just, you know, looking out for you. Does Jimbo's mum have a name?
Yeah, Rose.
There you go.
Rose Tipler.
Yeah. A Rose by any other
name.
And
this mentions Jim's dad as well, who's called Wally.
Rose and Wally?
Yeah.
There's a movie.
Yeah.
You're not wrong.
I want to see that movie, Rose and Wally.
It also mentions egg banjos. Do you know what an egg banjo is?
I've played a couple. No, I don't. What's an egg banjo?
It's a fried egg sandwich.
Get you. In what land?
You bite into your fried egg sandwich and you get oak.
Yes, you do.
Yolk down your chest. And yes.
South London land.
Yeah. Good.
Yeah.
Moving on. What are you going to play for us? Don't forget, Rose.
It's called I Dance For You For Tuppence.
Wow, that's true. I've seen them.
One, two, three, and... Well, my old mum's got a saying you probably ain't heard before. She says it when she's had enough, that's when you know the score. Ask her nice for a cuppa, or maybe an egg banjo. You ain't misheard, she used these words when she tells you where to go. I'll dance for you for tuppence, that's what you'll hear her say. This ain't needy snack bar, you better walk away. What's your last leg die of? She'll ask you with a smile. Dance for you for tuppence once I've stuffed this crocodile. That's something else she says. Well, she makes the best egg banjos this side of the Thames. And her roast potatoes are greasy little gems. For afters we'll get trifle. Serves it with a sigh. Waits for Dad to ask her, what, no apple pie?
Oh, Wally, I'll dance for you for tuppence, that's what you'll hear her say. This ain't needy snack bar, you better walk away. What's your last slave die of? She'll ask you with a smile. Dance for you for tuppence once I've stuffed this crocodile.
Hey. Dad's gone and lost his hammer. He knows he put it down. He searched all round the garage. It ain't nowhere to be found. Mum's out in the garden, hanging out the wash. Drops her smalls when Wally calls. Her words ain't none too posh.
Oh, Wally, I'll dance for you for tuppence. That's what you'll hear her say. This ain't needy snack bar, you better walk away. What's your last slave die of? She'll ask you with a smile. Dance for you for tuppence once I've stuffed this crocodile.
Well, my old mum's a diamond, and now you know the score. 'Cause if you take the mickey, she'll give you what for. Everyone loves Rosie, she's the real McCoy. I'm 53, but I'll always be my mum's little boy.
Oh, Jimmy.
I've got something in my eye.
I'll dance for you for tuppence, that's what you'll hear her say. This ain't needy snack bar, you better walk away. What's your last day dial? She'll ask you with a smile. Dance for you for tuppence, once I've stuffed this crocodile.
One more time.
I'll dance for you for tuppence, that's what you'll hear her say. This ain't needy snack bar, you better walk away. What's your last life die of? She'll ask you with a smile. Dance for you for tuppence, once I've stuffed this crocodile.
Well, if it isn't called Dance with You for Tuppence, then I am wrong. That's a curious little thing. Now, it's got a 40s flavour, but it's got a My Old Man's a Dustman from the 60s flavour about it. What's going on there? What's going on?
All from South East London. All from New Cross Deptford.
Influenced by Chaz and Dave.
Who are from North London, but still London.
But London, isn't it? London. Proper London. Yeah. New Cross, there you go. Good grief. I spent a bit of time around there. Hello. Broccoli, Old Man Jack, whatever it's called. Broccoli Jack Pub and all that. Is that a traditional song, or did you pen it?
No, we wrote that one.
Did you?
Because my mum's got this saying when we were little, if we took the mickey or she asked her for a cup of tea or and she was busy or something, she'd say, "Well, dance for you for tuppence." She'd obviously got it from some sort of musical act or something.
Yeah,
you know?
Or her mum.
Her mum or whoever. She doesn't know where she got it from.
But there you go. You see, but that is language, isn't it? It's all passed on.
It's just got...
So is that song crowbarred full of lovely things that the beautiful Rose and Wally would have said?
Yeah, there's all sorts in there.
And the odd aunt and Nan and all that.
Yeah, well, it's mostly about them.
Yes. Well, that's good. I love it. It's beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. Again, where's that hiding, that song? Is that yet to come out anywhere? Or are you just
No, that's going to be on the album, I think.
Okay.
Yeah, okay. Hopefully.
Now, listen, I'm slightly concerned of time, it being a radio show, not just the three of us hanging out. we've got about 3 minutes left of the session. Okay. Would you care to do another song? Would you just want to crash on?
Yeah, let's do another one, shall we, quickie?
What have you got? Lana? We've got Josie and Jimbo here. I call you Jimbo, that's fine, isn't it?
Jimbo's fine.
Yeah. You sure?
Yeah.
You can be honest now.
He's converted to Jimbo.
Now it's the end of the session.
Everyone knows me as Jimbo.
There you go. Milton Hyde, of course, to you. Say It All The Time, 10th of October, is coming out. A gorgeous single. Are we going to hear that? But, I mean, you know, the single...
Yeah, we'll see that.
Do that one?
Yeah, okay.
Okay.
You sure? Yeah, she's going back into a bag. I don't really put the cat amongst the old pigeons. By the way, you do play that suitcase very beautifully. I must admit. Who needs a chochon when you've got a snakeskin suitcase?
Look at this.
Oh, she's bringing out the old xylophone. 10th of October, charity gig. Yes. Charity single, Say It All The Time.
The single doesn't sound actually much like this because...
Okay.
There's only
two of us, and there's a lot more in the studio.
So it's far more produced, thanks to Dandelion Charm's Charm. Please go to the Ypres Pub, Wipers in Rye.
Oh, 25th of October, we're playing West Street Loft.
Get you, sudden ping.
Oh, yeah, just remember.
Just had a moment, haven't you?
Yeah.
A little moment there.
West Street Loft, Shoreham.
The West Street Loft in Shoreham on the 25th
of October. Which is Laura and Adam
October.
Of, what's
yes.
name?
You know.
Yeah.
Just tuning up the xylophone.
Right.
Who's Laura and Adam?
There's a black dog hiding.
down, rise up, they spiral by. And you don't turn around, I know you should stand your ground. I'm just feeling fine, I say it all the time.
Thank you so very, very much. You gorgeous people, thank you. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
Pete. It's great. Radio Reverb's come.